This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The line, Dr. Kwabe.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Thank you, Monga Tina. And I'm Klanjage. We are talking about hunger. It's a very, very great topic to talk about because Siyazi ukuthi in Africa, as we are celebrating Africa Month, this is one of the challenges we are facing in the whole continent. You know, So yes, I'm a stats at in Africa. 1 in 5 people faced hunger in 2020, and the number of hungry people continues to rise till date. You know, we have drought, economic wars triggered by the COVID-19 pandemic, and it reversed all the progress, you know, throughout the years. And surely there is something we can do about it. We hold an opportunity to learn and grow. And we are talking about Africa we want today here, namhlanje. So, Dr. Kwabe, namhlanje, what can you say or explore the importance of African foods and why we need to give it our attention as African people?
Lusanda, I'm not sure if I got your name correctly.
But, yes, it's Lusanda.
Lusanda,
yes.
One must commend you guys. Because nowadays people are shying away from ulimi lwebele, and it's one thing that we are constantly talking about when you speak about African concepts, decolonizing things. It's one of the things that are critical importance.
Mm.
But to respond to your question there, you are very right when you say in Africa it has been recorded that 1 in 5 people experience hunger. And when you speak about hunger, this is a crisis that emerged back in the day when we started experiencing colonization in Africa. It's a very uncomfortable discussion to have, especially if you are going to approach it from that angle. But truth of the matter is, we cannot speak about hunger and poverty and leave out the colonial effect to Africans. So please, I hope your listeners are going to forgive me on this one. I'm not trying to push a certain agenda against certain groups, but this is just the reality that we face.
Mm.
So back in the days, our people here in Africa bartered. We had a system that worked for us. We exchanged goods and services. If you look into history, if you look into what is documented in literature, and if you look at shows that used to air back in the days on SABC, you would see that people exchanged goods and services to build resilient communities.
Mm.
Men hunted and communities lived in harmony with the ecosystem. But if you look at what is happening today, you would see that we've pulled out from that coexistence, and efforts are now made to deteriorate our natural resources, and that's a major problem. We take from the soil, for example, but we don't plow back. There's no reproduction that is taking place. And honestly speaking, I really don't think it would be just for us to have this conversation without tapping a bit into politics.
Yeah.
So if you look back historically, Africa was a self-sufficient continent. Yes, our methods worked for us. Colonization came. We saw a different kind of development, which is good. Improved infrastructure, businesses, including agriculture, etc., etc. However, the system was meant to benefit certain individuals, who in this case would be the colonizer. Business and politics were married, which is unfortunately what governments across Africa inherited. So if you come back home to South Africa now, we are one of the few food secure countries in Africa, if not the only one. So what history shows us is that the elite, who in this case would mostly be white, bought enormous amounts of land where Africans worked the soil and produced food that they cannot even afford.
Mm.
So now, we speak affordability, we speak accessibility, whatever you want to call it. One may argue that this is a human rights concern, which is often overlooked, by the way, whenever such discussions are held. So at a political level, certain parties talk about it, but nobody really seems to realize the bigger vision here, which is the reduction of hunger at the primary level and eradication of poverty at the tertiary level. Because at the end of the day, that is what we want. Africa, that is devoid of hunger and poverty. I'm going to pause there.
What can we do as people within Africa to make sure that this problem or this crisis we're currently facing decreases? Because, man, we can see that it's been so many years. We have countries, if I can name them, we have Somalia. They're one of the countries in Africa, and not to say why, Wuti, they are experiencing hunger on an extreme level. So what can we do in such things as Ukazana, Wuti? The problem started with colonization, but njengamanje, with the situation at hand, what can we do to make the situation better?
Thanks for that question. Well, the best thing would be to learn how to use our resources efficiently. I think we are rich in resources in Africa at large, not just here in South Africa. But what we are failing to realize is the power that comes with knowing how to utilize the resources that are available to us.
Mm.
When you speak natural resources, you speak about the power of the sun, for instance. We need sun to grow our fruits and vegetables, to grow our livestock. But we always run for alternatives, even when there's no need. We run for electricity, for instance. I'm not going to talk about load shedding, because we all know the effect that load shedding has had on our agricultural sector. But I really believe that if we make use of our natural resources efficiently, then we would do away with many challenges that the sector experiences.
All right, yeah, I hear you, because I think we are trying to move into that direction, but we have things like we don't have land. You know, that's just one fact that we need to put out there, because you do have farmers right now. We do have people that are doing farming right now, you know, agriculture. But at the same time, we don't have enough land. And also we have this thing of Gukona connection even now, manch, till date. Gukona is into that you need to obtain using connections. So now, as much as we are trying to move forward as a band, but Gukona is into this bamba, a footy mover, things like you need to be connected to certain people at higher levels in order for you as a farmer to make sure Guti, your products are out there, you know.
Lusanda. Again, I'm going to go back to what I just mentioned earlier, and I think I should have elaborated a bit more on the resources there. I don't think we have a land issue at this stage. I think it's something that we are going to be experiencing in the years to come, but currently we don't have that issue. But what we are experiencing are a group of people that are just greedy and are not willing to share the land resource, because that's the primary resource that we need in order for us to be able to produce, in order to be able to raise livestock. Government is also failing through its numerous programs in the land reform program to redistribute land to the people such that each and every household would be catered for. I think we've got huge amounts of unutilized land. If you drive across the Free State, if you drive to KZN, Mpumalanga, you would see this, and in many other parts of the country, actually.
But
land is left barren and is unutilized. And until people realize the importance of land on alleviating poverty, then I think we would have an effective methodology in coming up with strategies to distribute land in a manner that would benefit the general public, not just a select few.
Okay, I like that part, because yes, there is land in South Africa, to be specific, but we cannot utilize that land because, man, it is owned by certain people. You know, I think it's a fact, Guti. Iland yabiza yona iyodonje. So, yes, there is land, there's plenty, but we can't utilize it. So, Ms. Valanje, Njengamanje, what can you say as your conclusion?
Before you even, Vala, do you know what is said for me? The realization that even in our indigenous communities, if you go to the Northern KwaZulu-Natal or anywhere in KZN, for instance, even in Venda, in the Limpopo, generally, wherever, you now find communal lands being sold to the people. And then you ask yourself, at what stage did you get to that level? At what point did you get to that level? Because land is not supposed to be sold, especially if it is communal land. It's the people's land. Then how do we do away with hunger in such instances? I'm a huge advocate for African foods, indigenous foods, that is, because I think they are easily accessible to the people and readily available. But then if you now put restrictions on land, on the accessibility of land, especially in an indigenous community, then how do we do away with hunger? That's a question that I struggle to come up with an answer for. And I'm hoping that someone out there is going to address this, because it's one of the things that have not been spoken about. And I think it's time that the relevant people sit and have this conversation, because it is stripping people of their human rights. But because they don't have a voice, somebody must have a voice for them.
Yeah, I hope the relevant people are listening and they will be able to tackle that issue. But as well, Anjay, what are your closing words about this matter that we're facing in the whole continent in Africa, which is hunger?
Well, I could say, you know, I'm going to link this to education. I think our education sector has a critical role to play in educating the young people to be the prominent players when it comes to food production and alleviating hunger. Because when you speak hunger, we are not only talking about it from a production perspective, but we cut across industries. Your businesses, whatever business there may be, their clothing business, because when you've got a business, for instance, it means you're employing people. People are earning, and when they're earning, they're able to afford food. So it means that hunger, there is a bridge between hunger and food security. So I think institutions, primary, tertiary, all have an important role to play in ensuring that the upcoming generation plays its part in doing away with hunger in Africa.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.